This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to A Few Minutes with Truth with Jesse Dickinson.
Since death touches every person at one time or another, it is necessary for all of us to learn how to handle bereavement. I have watched with great admiration and respect the courage that has borne many a saint through hours of sorrow. Here is the same practical advice I have seen others use in dealing with grief. Number one, express your emotions. Since Jesus wept, John chapter 11, verse 35, it should not be considered a Christian virtue to be unmoved by the loss of a loved one. There is a difference between suppressing one's emotions and self-control. The Bible does not say sorrow not, but it says sorrow not as others who have no hope, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. Number two, seek the aid of your friends. The very presence of friends is an encouragement. When Paul neared Rome, the brethren came to meet him, and he thanked God and took courage, Acts chapter 28, verse 15. Number three, compel yourself to be with people. Your inclination may be to retreat into the refuge of privacy, but there is greater need than one realizes to associate with others. David did in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 19 through 23. Number four, express your feelings in words. Talking about it will help you accept it. If this is done at the outset of bereavement, one will sooner be able to stabilize his or her life. Number five, avail yourself of spiritual resources. Even though you may not have realized the importance of the Scriptures and their comfort, now these can help in building your faith. The power of prayer and the peace of God are precious possessions. Number six, don't brood over what might have been. Both Mary and Martha said, "If you had been here, my brother had not died," John chapter 11, verse 21, and also verse 32. Keep in mind, what might have been does not erase what has come to pass. Number seven, actively pursue worthwhile tasks. Once the initial shock has been dealt with, get busy at other things. Resolve, like Paul, to reach forth unto the things which are before, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. Number eight, make careful and thoughtful decisions. Many an individual jumps hastily in deciding the full scope of the future rather than waiting until he has regained a proper perspective of life. Don't get in a hurry. Make prayerful decisions. Number nine, increase your trust in God. Those who come through sorrow with a deeper faith can verify that God, who rules over all, truly does make all things work together for good, Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. After the crisis of grief, you can serve more fully and sympathize more completely with those of like passions. With Paul, you too can thank God for the comfort received, knowing that it is now giving you the ability to comfort others who are in any trouble. Paul spoke in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verses 3 and 4 of the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Our time is up. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to study His divine will.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. You can find us not only on Facebook, but you can also find us on Tumblr. You can also find us on the Twitter alternative known as Telegram, and on the Facebook alternative known as MeWe. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.